Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Monday morning quarterback, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on vacation. Mike Preston will be in the 7 o'clock hour. Ravens fall last night, as you heard Joe LaCroix say, the 12th time since 2021 that they've given up a lead in the fourth quarter, which they led by at least 7 points. They lose last night, 28-24, to the New England Patriots. Jeremy Kahn, early exit for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, I try to figure out when that may have happened. Was he playing through it? Because I know a lot of people have questions about it, but knowing with the back issue, it's not something that you want to deal with. And we'll find out how people feel, whether or not you're questioning if this is a legitimate injury or if you feel like this has just been one of those seasons where it seems like everything kind of goes wrong.
I don't question whether it's a legitimate. I mean, how do I word this? I think that happened, but I question whether he could have played through it under the circumstances. And I'm not saying he could have. I said I'm questioning with if he could have.
See, I can't do that just because it's like it's hard to say what he's going through. Like if he knows, let's say it hampers him if he's feeling it throwing the football because he completed like his last two or three before he came out.
Yep.
D-Hop had a couple of big catches. So I don't know. It's just
I think deep down inside you are questioning it. I think you're trying to convince yourself not to question it.
So you said, Joe, he got a toradol shot and said he couldn't go?
He said in postgame, I got a toradol shot, I got knee in the back, I couldn't go.
Can I say this? If he got a toradol shot and couldn't go, then he had to be in some sort of pain. Like when I had kidney stones, they gave me a toradol shot, I was ready to do jumping jacks. I was going to kiss that doctor on the lips for what it felt like after I got it. All my pain went away. And if he couldn't play after a toradol shot, then I'm not questioning him if that's what he's saying.
Another fourth quarter collapse for the Baltimore Ravens. That's 12 and since 2021, Joe LaCroix said earlier, of leading by at least a touchdown. A record for a five-year span in the National Football League.
Yeah, so we don't need to sit here and go back. Well, he's been here a long time, and over a period of time, you can accumulate stuff like this. No, over the past 5 years, John Harbaugh-led teams have blown more double-digit leads than any other team in the league.
In the history.
Yeah.
That's history, Joe? Am I right? The five-year span?
In a five-year span. That's also not counting ones that they led by a lot in the third quarter. That's strictly fourth quarter.
Yeah. Strictly fourth quarter.
I don't know how many times we have to go through this before people are finally going to look at it and go, yeah, he might be part of the problem.
I'm with you. Is he the problem? No, but he's part of the problem. He's right now maybe the easiest one to eliminate from the problem. Move on. That's what I would say. Where was the king? What was the king?
Where was he? He said after the game that they have a rotation, and that's how they've been doing it for most of the season. Come on, man.
Because he's a pro. Nobody even cares about your rotation.
This isn't Little League. This isn't Pop Warner. It's not like you get 10 carries, you get 10 carries. He had 18 carries in the game. And you know what? When he was touching the ball, good things were happening. Let him touch the ball. This is a damn playoff game.
Jeremy Kahn. Phil Jackson used to have this thing where he would sit Kobe Bryant maybe the last minute and a half or 2 minutes of each quarter just to give him some rest. But in game, a closeout game in the postseason, you think that rotation was still in play?
No, you know the other thing that happens there is that in the NBA, you don't watch the studs guard the studs until it's the fourth quarter in most situations, including in the playoffs. Unless your name's Kobe Bryant, then you'll face guard them from start to finish. Nobody else
even
does
it. Even in the All-Star
it.
Game.
Yeah, nobody else does it. Even the guys that, like, Kawhi's great, and he's going up against KD. Well, why ain't Kawhi on him in the first, second, and third? Yeah. Hey, oh, now he's on him in the fourth when the game is important. So, yeah, there's not many people like that.
And you just got to – but the point is, I don't care what your rotation is. Your season and the game is on the line. Put your guy out there. All he had was 18 carries for 128 yards, averaged 7 yards a carry. That's all he had.
Yeah.
That was it. And why give him the ball?
And with all due respect, it wasn't Keaton Mitchell's night.
It was not.
So, like, again, the game's on the line. We talk about this. You wear their asses out, so why? They're tired of tackling Henry in the fourth quarter. But then you get to the fourth quarter and you go, nah, why would we use him? We used him earlier.
You know why you don't use him? Because the defense is tired. We don't do that to the defense. Speaking of Henry and Zay, did the Ravens fumble away their season?
I mean, possibly. I was just saying to you, like, we do our up and down, good, bad, ugly, MVPs, all these things that we do on Monday morning quarterback. And I keep going back to it. The two guys on offense that you want to tip your cap to, both of them fumbled at key moments in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And why does this keep happening? Why? Like, I don't know that this is anyone's fault, but, like, Zay Flowers, pass interference, fumble. Zay Flowers reaching out for the end zone, fumble through the end zone. Guess who else did that? Likely. What's a touchdown catch? 2 feet down. You got to get 3 feet in the end zone. Likely. What's a touchdown catch? Oh, your toes touching the white against Kansas City. Like, what is it about this team? And I'm sure there's other teams like this that feels like that you should be so much better than what you are and that you keep getting snake bit in these dumbass games, man.
Jeremy Kahn. Are the next two games important for John Harbaugh's future?
I hope so. I hope so, man. We've been doing this for a long time. It's the same act every single week. It's the same act. We've heard the same stories about him not getting the football. Oh, we'll look into it. Oh, we'll do this. Yeah, it's an important game. Yeah, we played really hard. Oh, we won? That's a great question. Thanks for that question. That's an amazing trophy you have there, Mr. Gilmore. Come on, man. What are we doing?
I'm done with it. I'm so done with it. But then, you know, I've been done with it for a while. I think he's a good coach. I do. But that doesn't have anything to do with it. Mm. I think the there's no more sand in that hourglass. You know what I mean? It's on the bottom of the hourglass. I do. And I think it's time for the Ravens to move on and go in another direction for the sake of the franchise.
It's been that way for a while, man. And again, he was bailed out because of Lamar. I went back watching Mike McDonald on Thursday night. We talked about it on Friday. You can't do it. And anybody that says that, I was one of the ones screaming from the mountaintops. I don't care. I'd do it, even though I know you can't do it. I would have kept Mike McDonald and told Harbaugh to see you later, buddy. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate all the time. Because I don't think he's a good coach. I'm sorry. I don't.
How has he won so many games if he's not a good coach?
Because he's been here forever, and he's had the best roster in football. That's how.
I would disagree with that. 410-583-1057 is the number. I think John Harbaugh is more of a product of the people above him than probably any coach in the National Football League.
I think he's a supervisor.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the offense, you got the defense. Hey, guys, I'll let you know when something important comes up. Oh, it's important? Oh, I don't know what to do. Let me see.
It's got scripture.
Let me see this book. Oh, the book says go for it. Let's go for it, though.
The good book?
The good book. That's the one he has.
Yeah. We'll go around the NFL at 6:45, but on the other side, three and out. Well, I guess Joe, we got to throw Joe in there today. Up next, Monday Morning Quarterback on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We go 3 and out. Let's start off with you, Jeremy. What's your up?
My up? I'm going to give it to Zay Flowers. As we talked about, there are two guys you could sit here and look at on this team from an offensive standpoint. Well, I'm sorry. My up's Derrick Henry. You're up, Zay Flowers.
No, mine is not going to be him now. I'm done to the audible. You can have him.
No. I got it mixed up because I had my game ball and something else. But Derrick Henry gets my up. And again, the two offensive guys you're looking at, each one of them fumbled at key moments of the game. Zay's probably looms larger because of the timing of it. Yep. But I also felt like you had a chance to kind of, I don't want to say you could put away anybody in the first half, because when this team's up double digits, ain't nothing safe. But where was he? The guy was so good all game. 7 yards of carry, boom, bang. They can't stop him. Let's not give him the ball anymore.
Since we got a rotation. Let's do him a favor. Let's stop him ourselves.
We've got a rotation. And again, like, I'm not trying to listen to this nonsense of people trying to tell you this is why this happened, that's why that happened. The announcers are yelling about it during the game. If you're on social media, everybody's going, where's Derrick Henry? Where's
Derrick
Henry?
Ask him about it after the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just us. What's your down, Jeremy?
Oh, God. I mean, you could find so many different things in this game to talk about down, but for me, it's the entire season. It's just been a disappointment. Like, we came into the Orioles season having all these visions of grandeur, what's going to happen. I know some people didn't like the offseason, all the injuries, and you're like, man, I can't wait for football season.
Right.
Then we get to football season, and this is what we're watching all year long? Mm-hmm. This nonsense? I mean, you've got one of the better rosters in all of football, and your team has a losing record right now. And you've blown double-digit leads more than anyone in the history of the league in the past 5 years? Man, come on.
My up's going to be my FanDuel account, Jeremy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I took the over at 49. I took the Patriots to cover. Ravens were minus 3.5. I took the Patriots to cover. And I took Drake May, one and a half touchdowns.
Well, I mean, the FanDuel account being up is always a good
thing. That's my FanDuel account. What's my down? You have running back's usage, man. Where is Derrick Henry in the fourth quarter? I don't care about your rotation. You can rotate your way out of here. Put the man in the game.
Puff, puff, pass.
Seriously. Mike Preston, I thought you weren't going to be at a seven. Thank you very much, man. What's your up?
My up? Their offensive line actually played pretty well, considering.
It's a good one.
They rushed for 171 yards. They got after people, sustained and maintained blocks. I mean, and I know New England didn't have their top guy, their middle linebacker, but they played actually pretty well. My down, they're secondary again. They just got riddled.
I see Marlon Humphrey's jersey, the back of it, all the time, chasing, man. Well, why don't you tell us about macaroni and cheese again, buddy? Come on.
How many times have we seen that? You know, where they just isolate, and then Diggs goes into the game, and you know, you got to cover this guy. He's like the best weapon on their team, and he's going to isolate on Marlon Humphrey. You can bank on it, and then they put him out there, and they don't give him any help, and might be time to make that switch. Put him in safety. Can't play on the corner anymore outside.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Parkville and get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Yo, man. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback. You guys kind of stole my thunder, but it's obvious at this point. It's redundant. Unacceptable. You have a Lamar Jackson-less offense, and you don't hand it off to the stud. You don't pound the rock. Just, I think it's time to go in a different direction. Sometimes you just make change when it's not happening, and that's what we're seeing. You guys have a great one.
You too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you had Lamar, they
still
couldn't
pound
stop
the rock. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Still you just keep getting after him because they could not stop him. It's not hard to figure out.
Let's go to Kai and Rice's town. What's up, Kai?
Hey, fellas, real quick, I think they need to investigate what's going on with John Harbaugh. I don't know if he owed somebody money or what. It's been happening for years now in the playoffs. Why wouldn't you give the king the ball after he scored coming into the fourth quarter? He didn't even touch the ball. And then Marlon Humphrey. It's like somebody just, oh, my, he just turned around and just run. He never looks back. His technique is off. At this game, the Ravens, man.
He can't look back because he's always in chase mode, Kai. You're right.
Man.
Yeah, he can't keep up with anybody.
I'm so disappointed in this team, man, because like you said, Rob, they have the talent. They have the talent. And you know what? They made adjustments with Tyler Huntley. Just give the freaking ball to Henry. Mike Preston just said the offensive line, they weren't playing great. But guess what? In the run game, they was getting a little push. They was getting a little holes. Ricard was smacking people. Golly, man. I mean, whatever, man. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, man.
The car just busted golly. Damn, Goma
no,
Pop.
No, he didn't. He busted a golly whatever, man.
Let's go to Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Good morning.
I'm
sitting here eating my donut, man, just enjoying all the comments, man. Hey, Rob. Hey, look, real fast. Hey, what's going to take? Hey, can I ask y'all a question? Even Mike, everybody.
Yep.
Why is Machado holding on to this guy, man?
Money.
I mean, hey, look, before you ask, let me get this out real fast. Look, this guy got to go, Rob. Hey, Rob, we scored 3 touchdowns, right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
In the running game, right?
Yes.
How you not? I mean, I got so much to say, but I can't stand it a little bit now. But what makes you take the ball out of the man? I mean, if they couldn't stop it, hey, Mike Preston, real quick. If they can't stop it, why you stop it? Can you answer that question? If they can't stop Doug Henry, why would you stop? That's why Harbaugh need to go, man. Hey, like they say, hold up. Every year, like you said, well, sometimes me and you agree to disagree, but me and you agree to think. Every year, it's the same thing with this guy and this culture and his leadership, man. He does not have what it takes.
Hey, Shiloh, can I ask you a question? All of us are wondering this, and you're right about everything you said. What kind of donut you had this morning?
That's a honey dip I got from 7-Eleven. I got some other stuff.
Hey, man, thanks a lot for the call,
Shiloh. Glaze, Shiloh, that honey dip?
By the way, Rob, the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know if... I'm pretty sure you guys could. I was laughing so hard I farted. I'm glad everyone had on headsets.
You know, the microphone picks mine up, so yours ain't clean. Mine are clean. They go right through.
Real quick.
Yours are bumpy.
Real quick.
Let's go to Ken and Owings Mills real quick.
Shiloh.
What's up, Ken? Ken?
Yeah.
What's up,
come
man?
Come on, man. I wish they gave coaches a jersey with a number. So I can say, everybody, come on out to Orangeville Park so we can just have a jersey burning for Harbaugh. So the smoke can rise up so the castle can see what's going on. Man, he got to go. We got to turn it a different way. He's got to go. He's just a manager. He's like Trudy. I'm just a manager. That's all he is. Come on, man.
Call him Trudy.
Let's go to the Eastern Shore and get Wally. What's up, Wally?
What's up, gentlemen?
Not much, man. What's up with you?
Hey, I'm just riding the train. You know, I always get hammered by my friends and cousins with saying Harbaugh's got to go. I've been saying it for 2 years. And they'll say, you know, he'll have a job tomorrow. So what?
Yeah.
Let him go elsewhere. I'm sick of the excuses. I'm sick of it's the same thing. It's literally the same thing all the time. And I got to tell you, I'm getting frustrated with Lamar. I know the Ravens want him to extend his contract or redo it. And all of a sudden, I'm hurt all the time. Injury this, illness this, no practice here. And I miss the Ray Lewis mentality, play like a Raven of this team. But this, I just don't see it from anyone on this team. You would have had to take me off the field last night in a stretcher in that big of a game. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just don't see it. I don't see the want to or the fight or the willing to put yourself on the line for a big game like that. I don't know. I'm just frustrated.
I hope it's just frustration, and I get it, but like, I can't sit here and question a player that told me he took a shot at Toradol and still couldn't give it a go. If something's really wrong, something's wrong. It's okay to be upset about all the injuries. Hell, if I'm looking down in D.C., those fans are like, what the hell's going on with Jaden Daniels? Why do we keep putting him back out there when he's just getting hurt? He's playing hurt on a team that stinks and he's getting hurt. Something needs to change. And if it's the offensive line this next year coming up, then do it.
But I understand Ray's your favorite player. In 02, Ray played 5 games. In 05, Ray played 6 games. He missed 2 games each the next 2 years. In his final year, he played 6 games. The year before that, he missed 4 games. And let's not have revisionist histories. Players miss games because of injuries.
And by the way, when it was play like a Raven, there were a lot more things you could do on the defensive side of the ball than you can do now.
410-583-1057, that's the number. We go around the NFL at 6:45, but on the other side, had 2 quarterbacks in the game. We'll break it both down up next on The Fan.
My knee was good. My legs felt great tonight. I just got kneed in the back in the red zone. Just couldn't finish the game. I was trying. Got a Toradol shot and stuff like that, but still ain't getting no better. I'm mad, man, because, like, I felt like the game was in our favor, you know. Don't get me wrong, my brother got out there. It still was in our favor, you know. But I don't know. I can't control that, man. I wish I could, but I can't control it.
Lamar Jackson, speaking about his injury and frustration, wanting to go back in the football game, he was 7 of 10 for 101 yards. Tyler Huntley came in. He was 9 of 10 for 65 yards. And that, to me, that's the tale of the different quarterbacks. You know what I mean? Nine completions, 65 yards, 7 completions, 101 yards.
I can't see you.
Okay. You are an ass.
Joe said that he was
Joe.
Want to
I know it's Joe. I know it's Joe because Joe has that crap-eating grin on his face right now.
I knew
now.
You'd get mad at me.
I would have got mad at you.
Sorry, we'd be like, and Joe told me to turn the lights on because last time he said he couldn't see me.
That's not getting mad at you. That's making fun of you. Those are two different things.
I was scared.
But nonetheless, 16 of 20, 159 yards combined, no touchdowns. Mike, your thoughts on Lamar Jackson's early exit?
Guy was hurt. I mean, he was hurt. And I know reporters who went down and spoke to him after the game said he was moving very slow in the locker room, slow coming out of the shower. So the guy had an injury. And that's just the way it is, man. There's nothing you can do about that.
I think, like, from an injury from that standpoint, too, like, when you're playing, your adrenaline's going. So sometimes you're, like, until you finally, like, sit down and kind of relax a little bit, or maybe it's sitting on the sideline. Maybe it was barking during the game, and he kept trying to play through it. But when your adrenaline's going, yeah, you can look a little bit better. As soon as it comes down, you'll start to see the leaning over, right. Yeah. Not wanting to put your shoes on.
He said it was in the red zone. So
where, what part of the body is that? Is that the red zone, the lower part? Is that right above your brown zone?
We know
where
your red zone is. So what? You know, it took place during that time of the game, and like you said, if that's the case, then that suggests that he tried to play through it. The Ravens had a chance to win it at the end. Outscored 15-7 in the fourth quarter, and ultimately losing that football game to the New England Patriots. Joe threw out a stat earlier, Mike. You may have heard. If not, we'll tell you anyway. The Ravens have now given up, lost 12 games, right, Joe? 12 games since 2021 where they've led at least by 7 points in the fourth quarter. That is an NFL all-time record for a five-year span.
Find guys who can cover. Find guys who can rush the passer. That's the bottom line to it all, is you don't have those two things, and you need those. Especially when you get into the postseason. If you can get pressure with your front four, you're in business. Who's their shutdown corner? Who is he? I don't know who he is.
Wiggins got to catch that pick
We were just talking about this in the break, and I love to bring this conversation out of the break. Because someone on Facebook, I posted something yesterday, I said I was in Bel Air. I was closer to Drake May than the Ravens pass rush was. And someone said that's Eric DaCosta's fault. Well, I brought up Adafi Owe. Well, if Adafi Owe is Eric DaCosta's fault, why is Adafi Owe more productive someplace else? How is that Eric DaCosta's fault? You have a guy that can rush the passer. You just didn't let him rush the passer. And you brought up, Jeremy, we saw the same thing with Matthew Judon. Matthew Judon would get to the quarterback, but he got to the quarterback better when he left.
Yeah.
His first couple of years in New England. I don't know if it's always the case, Mike, that you don't have that guy. I sometimes believe you don't know how to use that guy. You brought up Trent Simpson. All of a sudden, he's starting to look like a ball player.
Right.
Because he's playing in a different spot. What happened?
He's a go-fetch guy.
Yeah.
And you have to put him in the proper spot. That's just the name of the game. And what did he have, 7 tackles yesterday? He had one, and he had like 2 or 3 tackles for losses. So he's playing very well, and he actually covered one time down the field, 15, 20 yards. But he played well, put him in position to succeed. And I do blame it on Eric DaCosta in a sense, because you know your system. Find the right players to plug into your system, because you know what you got. You know who's there. If it's not going to work, then you can't take – it's like Patrick Queen. They try to turn him into a middle linebacker. He was never a middle linebacker. He was never a middle linebacker at LSU. Trent Simpson, same thing. Owe, same thing. They're go-fetch guys. Then put them out there and let them do what they do best. But, again, that's your coordinator. That's your system.
See, and that's Mike and Jeremy, that's my pushback to that. Draft the guys to fit your system. How about sometimes tweak your system to fit the talent that you have? You have outstanding talent on the floor, on the field. You can't always say, well, you know, that guy is exceptional at this, but doesn't fit our system. No, you're a coach. Sometimes you got to tweak your system to cater to your talent.
Right.
Tweak it. This is what we do. Well, he doesn't do that well. Doesn't matter. This is what we do. Well, you're not doing it well. How about you tweak what you do to get maximum productivity out of that guy? When you bring Tyler Huntley in the game, you don't run exactly the same offense as Lamar, because Tyler Huntley can't stretch it out.
No.
So you don't run the same offense. So why can't you do that on the defensive side of the football? This is what we do. You didn't always run the ball like you run it with Derrick Henry. Between the tackle, you didn't do that all the time. You do that with Derrick Henry. Why? Because that's what made him a Hall of Famer. Tweak your system to fit your talent. And I don't feel, Jeremy, they do that enough on defense.
I mean, I guess looking at it, too, from that standpoint, it's like, well, we could point the finger in so many different directions of who owns or garners some blame here. And clearly with drafting pass rushers, I mean, they've kicked the tires on a bunch. Do you give them at all a pass, Mike, on where they typically draft or no? Because, like, I do think other teams have had success. The Chiefs found a couple of guys at the back end of the first round and into the second round. I'm not telling you all premier pass rushers are first round picks, but I think a lot of those guys come from there.
A lot of them are.
Yeah, but your scouting system says coming out of college, first round picks, these are the guys you want.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the first round guys on defensive line? There aren't any.
It's like quarterbacks. Not saying that second or third round you won't get one,
right?
But you want one in the first round. Yeah, I think pass rushers are that same thing.
You want that stud,
yeah?
And they don't have the stud.
I used to blame Ozzie 100% on the wide receivers because those guys, none of those guys went elsewhere and succeeded. But it's hard for me to blame the guy that's drafting them when those pass rushers go elsewhere and succeed.
Right.
410-583-1057 is the number. I don't care if Jesus was the wide receivers coach. I don't think he could have gotten much out of these guys.
I don't know, man.
You think he could have?
Yep.
I don't know. He would have been fine if he disappeared for 3 days and then came back.
I see.
Right on.
I see. Mike Preston's report card at 7:30. But on the other side, we go around the NFL on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jeremy Carr, let's start around the NFL. Let's start with Saturday's game. Eagles eliminate the Dallas Cowboys from the postseason. Ugly fight at the end, but they beat the Commanders 29-18.
Get it done. Kind of a weird game. If you were watching from the beginning, Mariota gets hurt in the middle of it. They have to go to the backup there and try to figure things out. Washington, it just looks yuck.
Looks very yuck.
And it was good for Philly to kind of get things going and see Saquon have a decent game.
They're calling him Cardiac Caleb. The Bears beat the Packers at home in overtime, 22-16. Caleb Williams, 19-34, 250 and a couple of touchdowns. I told you last year. I like this guy, man. About this kid.
I like him too, but F him, man. I had the Packers on Saturday night, so thanks for that. Yeah, I mean, look, the Packers in that game, Jordan Love goes down. Malik Willis comes in. Don't know the severity of it. Says the Ravens, are we going to have two backups going at it on Sunday?
Yeah.
For playoffs?
That'll be fresh.
Or Saturday. When Saturday. Are they? Saturday, yeah. So, it's so ugly right now. And like with the Bears, though, they keep stacking W's. People keep questioning them. And again, I don't think they get it done in the postseason.
11-4 in a year.
But this is a good start.
Bills go 11-4 in a year also. Close game against the Browns, but they went in Cleveland 23-20. A lot of Buffalo people went across the way to Cleveland, not that far of a drive, to take on the Bills.
That's actually closer, I think, than any other stadium. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I was talking to some Bills fans.
I think it is.
I think going to Cleveland. Anyway, that game, so I had the under in that game, which when you score 30 points in the first half, it's probably not going to go under. And then obviously the late field goal put it over the total. Kind of a weird one where Josh Allen, they were getting some things done. Both teams moving up and down the field. Both quarterbacks got hurt in the game. Shador with his pinky, and he had to wear something over that. I thought, until people give him time and actually just let him play and stop praising him for every little thing he does. Criticizing him for every little thing he does wrong. I've even seen Josina Anderson is now the one that's trying to throw out some negative things about Shador so it doesn't look like she's biased. She's biased. But when it comes down to it, there were some good things he did in that game. So if they're building around that, Myles Garrett gets a half a sack.
Yeah.
And then they gave it to him later on in the game, so he needs one more to tie the record.
Chargers go to Dallas, and Cowboys started off hot. Shut out in the second half. They got, as Mike Preston would call it, gut ran. 33 carries for 152 yards for the Chargers in that game. They doubled them up.
Yeah, belt to ass in the second half for the Chargers. Yeah. They got it done.
Chiefs. So you don't think Patrick Mahomes is that important, huh? They lose 26-9 to the Titans.
Have you seen, by the way, Gardner Minshew blows out his ACL in that game. They had to go to Colo-Colo or whatever the hell that kid's name was that they brought in from Division II. This was so crazy. People were posting the meme from Forrest Gump when Forrest Gump got shot in the ass and he's in the hospital with Lieutenant Dan and it was going to be Gardner Minshew to Pat Mahomes. You have quarterbacks blow out their ACL in back-to-back games. Kansas City is reeling.
They are reeling big time, man. How about the butt-whipping in South Beach? Joe Burrow, 25 of 32, 309, four tutties, 146 and a half passer rating. They beat the Dolphins 45-21.
Yeah, Quinn Ewers made them wish that they had kept Tua in the starting lineup. It wasn't a good first start for him. It really unraveled in the second half, but Joe Burrow, Chase Brown with three tutties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about you guys always believing that the Jets, this will be the game for the Jets? No, it ain't. 29-6 loss to the Saints.
That game was close when it started.
Okay, it was. It was 3-3 after the first quarter.
Lost it after the coin flip.
Yeah. He didn't come out fired up for the coin. What did Kai want? That he wanted everybody fired up,
For the coin flip.
For the coin flip. You got to be fired up for that coin flip. Say what?
Hands!
Yes!
The Vikings go to New Jersey, beat up on the Giants 16-13. Giants now 2-13 on the year.
Yeah, another ugly one where Minnesota gets it done late. Lots of bad plays in that game where the defenses were showing out. But credit to them. By the way, Justin Jefferson, who I'm going to talk about later, made two of the best catches you'd see this weekend.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Kenneth Gainwell. Yeah. And by the way, he. Everybody's been down on him this season, and justifiably so. If you want to know how good he's been the previous 5 years, he has more receptions than any receiver in his first 6 years of his career. And this year has just been dreadful.
You and I thought the Panthers would be the surprise team. I don't think either one of us thought they would go into Week 17 next week in first place, but they are after beating the Buccaneers 23-20. Great, great drive at the end of the game by Bryce Young.
I wish Ed was here because I want to kick Todd Bowles in the pills for going at halftime saying, hey, we're winning time of possession. It's going to play out for us in the second half. We're just going to keep doing the same things we've been doing. That's great. Guess what you won in the second half? Time of possession. You still lost the game, dummy. Yeah. I understand the thought process of staying with the run game, but you have advantages in the pass game. Get out there and throw the football against Carolina.
The Jaguars give the Broncos their first home loss of the year, beating them 34-20. Jaguars right now starting to look like the hottest team in the AFC.
Sunshine. They might be the number one seed.
Yeah.
And y'all might have to come back and apologize.
They're still
Sunshine.
A game behind the Broncos.
Yeah, but the Broncos have the Chargers. Well, and they have the Chiefs, too, which I don't think that matters. No, I'm sorry. Chargers and Texans they have.
Oh. Jaguars might be at home field advantage.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a good chance.
Cardinals looked like they were going to win that game, and then reality caught up with them. Falcons beat them 26-19. Jacoby Brissett, 16 of 31, 203, but just not enough offense against the Falcons.
Reality used to be a friend of mine, too. Yeah. Bijan Robinson, I was showing my wife because she heard me yelling in the other room. She's like, what are you screaming about? I said, come watch this guy cut on a dime. It's a thing of beauty watching him move. He just looks, it looks like a fish in the water where he's darting one way and the mm-hmm. other. And he made so many professional players look silly in the open field yesterday.
Steelers beat the Lions in Detroit 29-24. I don't know what was better, the game or have Aaron Rodgers reminisce about playing in Detroit after the game, all the games that he played there.
By the way, the best thing that happened in that game was Kenneth Gainwell's catch. And if you haven't seen it,
it's unbelievable.
As a running back, and that play swings the game. Like every Ravens fan.
He was their leading receiver.
Well, every Ravens fan should hate him. Well, their leading receiver should have been DK, but he was too busy punching people in the stands.
So what happened in that situation?
Well, with DK?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently a fan was talking to him. The guy was wearing like a blue wig. He goes over, and the fan leans down and says something to him, and he just kind of reaches up with an open hand and kind of gives him a shove, but he hit the guy in the face. And then the announcers couldn't stop talking about it because the first time back on the field, they went to DK twice and he
dropped him.
The rumor is the guy used his full name.
What do you mean?
The guy went up to him and called him by his full name, and I can't remember what his name is.
D'Angelo Keith?
Dilbert Kenny.
Yeah.
And then DK went up to him and said something. He's like, what did you say to me? So he grabbed him by the scruff of the neck and pulled him down, and he said his name again, and that's when he punched him.
Yeah. The Kalen Zacharias.
The Kalen! Now, if I know that's what gets under your skin and it just takes that little bit,
yeah.
Guess who's getting called to Kalen Zacharias at every game?
Steelers are now two games in front of the Ravens. Not very good. And the Texans, they're still rolling. They're now 10-5 on the year. Look like a legit playoff team. They beat the Raiders 23-21.
Rob, did you know the Ravens had 9 home games this year?
Yeah, they won 3.
Yeah, did you know they were 3-6 in those home games?
Yeah.
What? What is this? If people don't get fired, I don't know. Like, and I hate calling for people's jobs, but come on, man. Something has to change. And I get so tired of people going, well, if you get rid of this guy, who are you going to get? Somebody new. That's the easiest answer. What does it matter? Like, it's just like some guy going, well, why would you leave her? She's the hottest woman I've ever seen. Well, she sleeps with everybody that's not named me. That's why. Yeah, but she's the hottest. I don't care. Go find something new, something that's better for you. Go look for the new young coach that's going to come in and be the next Liam Cohen or be the next whoever. What?
Is your name me?
No.
Kind of sounds like your name is me.
Yeah, sleep with everybody not named me. Well, she only sleeps with guys named me.
But she's super hot.
What are you talking about?
You that's said it. You did say it.
It sounded as if you were saying, yeah, I had a really hot girlfriend, but she was sleeping with everybody, so I had to get rid of her.
I had that before.
It's not like that's what I'm saying.
Never had that
it
before.
Sounded like a confession.
No. No. Like Ed said, that dumbass broad had a speech impediment. She couldn't stop saying no. You mind if I put my penis inside you?
She couldn't say no.
No.
Tripped and fell.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number, by the way. Joe just told me this. First time the Ravens have lost 6 home games in franchise history. Now they play 9 instead of 8 like they used to, but still, they've been playing 9 for a couple of years. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday morning, quarterback Mike Preston. His report card at 9:30, but on the other side, Bite Me Styles for the post-game press conference. How would it sound today, Jeremy?
What? Oh, anyway, just like, well, we're going to look into it. It's just going to be it's a really tough game. We really wanted to get Derrick Henry the ball. I don't know why we didn't.
Up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.